We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Roland Martin, weekday mornings at 9, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J got the cast of Drumline. The sequel is going to be on the VH1 movie on the show today, so looking forward to that. And also hanging out at the Howard University homecoming tomorrow, so we're going to look forward to that as well. Tom, imagine, well, first of all, you can't imagine this because you don't go to church, but imagine if you go to church. Imagine if you're sitting in church and all of a sudden the pastor who you adore stands up and he says that, church, I have been having sex with women in the congregation in the church building, not in the sanctuary, but in the building. Then he begins to say the next week, church, imagine your pastor, I have been using drugs. And then the next week he gives another sermon and he does the ultimate reveal and says, I have full-blown AIDS and I've still been sleeping with women in the church, but I want to stick around and still be your pastor. Well, that is the case in Alabama. This amazing story of Montgomery, Alabama. And yesterday, the church members took the pastor to court to get him basically banned from the church. Joining us right now on the phone lines is Julian McPhillips. He is the attorney for the congregation. And, Julian, this is an amazing story that is just unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, yes, it is. It's hard to believe that something like this could really happen in a – hate that, you know, that happened in Montgomery or really anywhere in America that it happened, but it happened, and so we had to deal with it. And so we did, in fact, take the pastor and one other member to court, and the court yesterday issued an injunction, gave us all the relief that we were seeking. It was a complete victory, and certainly a victory for truth, justice, and Christian virtue.
I don't understand.
The court entered an order removing the pastor from the church. Also,
why does it take a court order to remove a pastor from the church?
Well, he obviously lived in a dream world. You heard of people who think they live above the law, you know, or it doesn't apply to them, or whatever. And I guess this pastor, Juan McFarland, felt that way. See, it came out the first Sunday of October, when he admitted to everything. I mean, he had made some allusions, as you noted earlier, but then he finally gave a full admission. And
But shouldn't he be arrested for knowing that he has full-blown AIDS and having sex?
Well, you know, that issue may still arise. I don't know. the people that were the church deacons and church trustees, the chairman and vice chairman of both boards, came to us, four of them, and we took, you know, civil action on behalf of the four of them.
Who wants him to stay?
Well, that'll be up to the state. I guess it'll be up to one of the women.
No. Who in the church?
But Julian, there's some members who want him to stay, correct?
Oh, there are probably a small handful, you know, of just people that had long-term, you know, friendships with him. I mean, on the surface, he wasn't all that bad a guy, I mean, except for what he did, you know. I mean, he had developed rapport over about 20-some years.
Yeah, but that's pretty big.
Right.
So it's huge. It's big. And he was I'm surprised to learn he was only in his mid-40s. He looked like mid-60s or something.
Right. His name is Reverend Juan Demetrius McFarland. He's 47 years old. The church is Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.
That's correct.
He's been a pastor. He a well-respected pastor there. Uh-huh. And not only that, not only with the suit, his keys to the church were taken.
That's
his
right.
His church Mercedes was taken.
That's right.
And Pastor, how large is this church?
Oh, probably... as far as active members going there, somewhat over 200. As far as on the books, maybe 600 people.
And he wanted to stay as pastor.
Yes, he did. Surprising. I guess he just felt somehow confession is good for the soul or something, you know, and just didn't think the congregation, I guess, would react like they did. But, I mean, he just lives in a dream world.
He was in court yesterday, but he didn't have an attorney?
That's right. In fact, we had the hardest time, you know, getting him served with – We only filed the complaint this past Monday, and the judge issued an order Tuesday afternoon, and and then Wednesday was a hearing.
How many people did he sleep with?
He didn't say. Several.
Have any come forward?
Well, you know, I don't know that any of raised their hands and said, I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess he knows, they know who they are. Mm-hmm. But it's so embarrassing. There's not any, you know, I got a call, though, from another attorney, kind of looked like he was scouting out, not for one of the, you know, defendants, not for one of the plaintiffs in the suit, but for somebody else. And so I figured maybe he's one of the women have come to him.
But the lawsuit also, because you sued him, Juan McFarland, but also Mark Anthony Peacock, the
right.
church parliamentarian. Apparently, they initially changed the locks and the bank accounts, and the lawsuit was to change it back and put it in control of the church, correct?
Right, right. And that was accomplished. And Mr. Peacock was dropped from the lawsuit because he decided to resign from his membership at Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church. It kind of rendered moot his being there. He was pretty sensitive about the allegations because he was not involved in them the way Mr. McFarland was.
This is a crazy story.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Oh, it is crazy. And we've got there was a group there from MSNBC yesterday and from Italy, you know, as well as the local media and state media from different parts of the state. And so
I'd like to hear from members who want him to stay. Somebody wants him to stay. You said
The second Sunday of October, which was just last Sunday, October the 12th, he, you know, had already warned some people with a statement about castle law. Castle law meaning that, you know, you can, home is your castle and you can do whatever you want to defend it. And that, I mean, suggestion of violence if people came that he didn't necessarily want to be there. And so a lot of people stayed away. And he had some people that were more friendly to him, and I guess supporters from other walks of life, such as the, you know, pro-AIDS support community, were there.
He's a murderous tyrant. That is just...
Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, 90 years old. It's a part of the National Baptist Convention
and,
USA.
Hard to believe. I used to have a couple of houses that, on the same street across from it that, you know, I gave to a ministry here in town that builds homes for the poor, you know. But and they tore them down and rebuilt them. It's a ministry called, you know, the one that Jimmy Carter's friend started.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Man, amazing story. Attorney Julian McPhillips, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Certainly our prayers go out to that congregation.
It's
been real difficult for them to have to deal with this.
We're going
to
be in Montgomery on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be in Montgomery on Thursday.
You going to Bible study?
Oh, look at the time.
That says on Wednesday, isn't it?
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV One.